Thailand today reported a second death attributed to bird flu, bringing the total number of victims to 8. More countries are reporting infected poultry, Laos being the latest, and millions of chickens across Southeast Asia are being slaughtered in order to contain the outbreak. Vietnam remains the hardest hit, with 6 deaths, and today the World Health Organization predicted additional cases. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi.
Thailand's second victim was a 6-year-old boy. Local officials say he became ill after playing with chickens in his village. Health officials believe humans contract the disease through exposure to infected birds. The other victim in Thailand was another 6-year-old. 5 of the 6 people who died in Vietnam were also children. The World Health Organization isn't sure why the majority of the victims are children. Peter Cordingley, the regional WHO spokesman in Manila, says it could be because their immune systems are not as developed as adults. Another explanation, he says, could be environment.
We know that this virus is passed from chicken feces. In large parts of Asia, chickens are not exclusively in battery farms. They're in the backyard, they're in the street, they're all around you. Children playing on the floor, like children do, get their hands on the feces, put their hands to their face, and pass the virus into their body, just like SARS is passed through the mouth, the nose, or the eyes.
The speed with which the avian flu is spreading has many health officials worried. The WHO calls it historically unprecedented. Several countries around the world have banned the import of poultry from the region amid accusations that some countries, including Thailand, initially sought to cover up the extent of the problem. The WHO accordingly says a few governments have been slow in responding to the problem, and the WHO is now calling for a coordinated response to it.
This can't be left to Vietnam or Cambodia or Thailand to fight on their own. This is now a serious problem. It doesn't yet have global implications, but it has global potential, and everybody's going to have to get behind the flag on this one.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, is recommending the wholesale culling of poultry populations as the most efficient way of eradicating the disease. Many countries are doing just that. Roughly 10 million chickens have been killed in Thailand, and an estimated 3 million have been killed in Vietnam. But the FAO representative in Vietnam, Anton Reichener, says slaughtering the birds also carries a risk.
The risk is that the ones that are culling are not protecting themselves well and catch the avian flu. If one of these cullers happens to have the human flu virus and then bird flu virus latches onto it, you know, then I don't even want to speculate about that, but that's scary as hell.
The FAO and the World Health Organization are working with Southeast Asian governments to ensure those disposing of the birds are adequately protected. And there is no evidence that human-to-human transmission has occurred. Again, WHO regional spokesman Peter Cordingley.
We still think it has potential to spread inside Southeast Asia. There is no sign of human-to-human transmission, which is the silver lining so far. But the more and more that this virus jumps from poultry to humans, the greater the possibility is that it will mutate, it will swap genetic material with the human flu virus, and then we would have a big problem. This has to be the time that people respond to head off that kind of potential.
Health officials have yet to determine how the virus has spread so far so quickly. One theory is that it is being carried by migratory birds. Another is that it is carried by live chickens traded across international borders. The WHO says international cooperation is needed to halt the spread of the disease, one similar to the region's response to last year's SARS crisis. Health and agriculture officials from Southeast Asian nations and international agencies will meet tomorrow in Bangkok to discuss strategies for combating the virus. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.